the Wham Bam East Van Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air, go for a walk, and places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Hi guys, and welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we are broadcasting the audio of this show from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory here in beautiful Burnaby, BC. Today we have some very cool guests. We have Vancouver artist Mark Art Prosser. We also have recent Juno Award winner Brittany from Unleash the Archers. Then Heavy, Vancouver Rock and Rollers, Rebel Priest. I mentioned last week that June is National Indigenous History Month, and I'm not just going to play Indigenous music in June. I'm going to just play it whenever I want, right? Okay, so yes, you're going to see more Indigenous content throughout future shows. Let's start off with Snotty Nose Rez Kids right here on CJSF.
I've been too stuck to my ways, I've been so out of my place. Yeah, I'm a slave, 500 years it's a race. Shackles and buckles with chains, 500 days. I've been too stuck to my ways, I've been so out of my place. Yeah, I'm a slave, 500 years it's a race. Shackles and buckles, shackles and chains. Bozzy be back, flex up on a lil, just to show him where we at. Wait, hey, Snotty in fact, eagles in the sky, just a goddess on a path. Wait, whew, come and see the vision, niggas been counting on me, I can feel it. Wait, hey, I'ma go get it, put that on my mama, niggas really bout his business. Ooh, hey, 500, 300 days, ancestors held down their chains, rest to the graves, soul for a soul. My goal is to roll out a nigga that craves all of my pain, roll out a marble, my name is intact, that Skrilla is killer, my niggas stay back. The choppers be busting if you want some slack. I kill for my family, that shit is a fact.
One time for the home down the res road, two times for the crew in the city though. Legend has it that creator made an animal. You need know, I'm an animal. One time for the home down the res road, two times for the crew in the city though. Legend has it that creator made an animal. You need know, I'm an animal. Do your head hang low? Does it wobble to the flow? Creator, tell me when to go. Hell nah, I ain't ashamed of my drum. Fucking mean, bro. I feel it in my soul. You ain't even know. Granddaddy was a real one. Yeah. Rest in peace to my butt, oh. Cause realize still. Like grandpa, like grandson. Big head, he needs you for real. Fuck how you feel. Hard not to see us. We came out of left field. Fuck it, mask off in this bitch and reveal a monster. I be going for the kill. Started from nothing to stamps on the passport, Cinnabites down at the airport, Spent the summer living out the suitcase, Went from couch surfing to a new wave. 500 years, my people been humble. 500 years, we dealt with the struggle. 500 more years for rolling my youngins. For 500 years, we've been drumming and drumming. Geronimo back, set the bull back, yeah. Crazy horse back, yeah. Pontiac back, yeah. Low key ain't me, let the hair free. Cause I didn't choose my spirit, though my spirit chose me. Woo! At the back of the plane, hey ya, sing the John Wayne's teeth, hey ya. This ain't go back where you came, hey ya. I tell them you should do the same, hey ya. Look, to all my relations, I put two feathers up now. It's a glorious occasion. Welcome to the seventh generation club. What up? One time for the home down the res road, two times for the crew in the city though. Legend has it that creator made an animal. You need know, I'm an animal. One time for the home down the res road, two times for the crew in the city though. Legend has it that creator made an animal. You need know, I'm an animal.
Yeah. Is your drum off white? Is your brakes done tight? Then we gon' be alright. All eyes on me like I'm not a human being. Look, we gon' be alright. I got savage on my chest like Supreme. Savage DNA in my jeans. Crater rolls everything around me cream. I'ma be alright with my team. Yeah, Crater take the wheel, man, I'm going in. Res rip, res chick, res accent. I got broke boy ambitions, that was back then. Now I'm in the winner's bracket paying taxes. Cause a stairway to heaven isn't really made of gold. No church in a while, so Crater made an animal. I'm thankful as fuck, I got both palms up, now my hands are full.
You labeled this savage, your label is native. We make it, you make it, the future First Nations. Thank the Creator for all of these favors. Minay on the radar, we finally famous. No time for vacation, the penthouse is vacant. Dream catches me, chasers, I'm off reservation. My neighbor's Caucasian, excuse my behavior. I can't even help it, I'm snotty by nature. From minor to major, my brain's getting braver. Minay to the grave, put that in a waiver. I've run out of patience, I can't even fake it. Man, we the new Raiders, we won and we take it. Protect your location from nation to nation, where everything's sacred from cedar to raven. Creators, creations, my ancient relations. And we the replacements, goddamn, it's amazing.
They've been praying for my downfall. Pray the day never comes up. Dark night in the veil. Creator made an animal.
That was a cool video with the wolf. Yeah. Okay, now let's talk about Mark. Okay, so I found this artist through a Vancouver Facebook group, and he posted one of his paintings, and I was immediately attracted to it because he painted the East Van Cross, and I used to live across the street from that sign. So I had to find out, who is this guy? Welcome, Mark, to the Wham Bam East Van Show. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Mark Prosser, a local Vancouver artist.
How did you get into painting?
I've been you know, artistic and had, a passion for art ever since I can remember being a little kid. I grew up in northern Manitoba, though. It's a mining town. It's 500 miles north of Winnipeg. So, you know, it was something that was kind of suppressed, I think, my whole life. I was always good at it, but, you know, it was never, I'd say, a career choice. And so, you know, when I first moved to Vancouver, I was about 21, 22, and a friend of mine gave me some canvas and some paint. You know, Vancouver is a much more artistic place, right? A lot more opportunities. And so I just gravitated towards it. I went home, I painted every day for about, you know, 30 days in a row. And, you know, I was young, I was having fun, and I was partying a lot. So it was really nice. I think I needed that. You know, art will find you sometimes, even if you don't find it, right?
And I love, right in the back there, I see a beautiful view of Vancouver.
Yes.
Yeah, so do you usually paint scenic?
You know what? I've been painting for 20 years. I like to keep it very diverse. You know, I love animals. I love city scenes. I love landscapes. I mean, if you look anywhere and there's inspiration, especially in Vancouver. I've been having a lot of fun with the Vancouver collection because of, you know, the memories, and, you know, you see all these places all the time, but they connect with people. And, you know, I love the fact that, you know, people give me the feedback, oh, I love this, I love that, you know, but, you know, paint everything and go from there.
Awesome. And I see that it's like glow in the dark.
Yeah, so about a year ago, my fiance Rochelle actually was trying to get me to try fluorescent paint with my acrylic, and I was holding back doing it for a long time. I mean, maybe a stereotype, right? Blacklight art, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. But I started using it, and I really, really enjoy it because it's a surprise. If you can mix in the fluorescent acrylic with the regular acrylic, you can get a lot of glow effects. Mm. And, you know, if at the end of a painting, as an artist, you're creating something, you can surprise yourself. That's what's really drawn me to it. It's fun, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're having fun, you know, you're flowing and the energy is going in the right place.
It is super cool.
Yeah, no,
and
for sure.
Congratulations on popping the questions. How did you do it?
We were in Thailand, and her dad had flown over for about a 2-week kind of, you know, to meet us there. And I've been to the full moon party. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of these parties in Thailand, but it's a full moon party. It's all glow and they have these signs that are lit on fire. It's basically wire. And the you know, full moon party, it's all lit up. So I had a friend of mine that has a restaurant there make me one of those that said, "Will you marry me?" And he surprised, you know, we both surprised Rochelle. He brought it to me. I went and put it on the beach, lit it on fire, ran back to the cabin, got her. She was already in bed, almost about to go to sleep, right? So complete shock. She walked out and on flames, "Will you marry me?"
Wow.
And her dad filmed it. So that was pretty cool too.
Oh, that's so awesome. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Can you think of any other local artists?
I like Ken Foster. I just found out about him. You know, there's not a lot of local artists that I know. Mm-hmm. Ken Foster, He Who Has No Face does some really cool kind of funky psychedelic art. And, you know, I like a lot of the older masters personally, like mm-hmm. Emily Carr, like Rembrandt and stuff like that. But I mean, there's Adam Young, which is a Canadian artist out of Halifax, has some really cool stuff too. I mean, there's so many great artists out there. It's hard to say, you know, who's your favorite or whatnot. Right.
Right? So, we'll definitely check them out.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Okay. Awesome. So if someone's interested in your art, where can they get a hold of you?
I have a Facebook page, Prosser Art. My Instagram is also Prosser Art. So my website, prosserart.com. So pretty... fluid across. I do prints, I do custom work, and just try to keep myself busy, right? It's been about a year since, I really went for a second wave, and the pandemic kind of opened my eyes up and just said, you know, if you're ever going to try something like this, I think now would be a good time. And, you know, the more you paint, the more you connect with people, it's like the energy comes back. So, you know, you get what you put out there.
Finally, last question.
Yes.
If you had to tell yourself a tip when you were younger, what would you say?
I thought about that question a lot. And, you know, a couple of people, I would say 15, 20 years ago, they said, look, if you have a passion for art, you really want to pursue it. That's number one. Mm-hmm. Number two is just carve out, you know, half an hour to an hour every day, drawing something or painting something. It's like going to the gym. You know, if you don't do it for a long time, it's very hard to start up, but have the passion to do it and do it for the right reasons. Do it for yourself, mm-hmm. right? That's number one, because, you know, I've gotten myself in situations in the past where, having some kind of artistic talent, whatever that means, your whole life, sometimes you can get doing things for the wrong reasons, right? And, you know, when you're doing it and you're having fun, it goes against the grain of like, oh, I want to be an artist. Like, you don't want to be an artist. You are an artist. So be an artist.
Well, thank you so much, Mark, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. As a campus and community station, CJSF strives to provide points of view that are rarely expressed on mainstream media. This includes music that is not the top 40 and news you will not find on the big media outlets. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca. Just a bend in time.
And how does it feel to get up?
Next, we have an amazing vocalist. I met her a few years ago when she won the Whammies Award, and the Whammies is a local grassroots award show. And yeah, from the Whammies to the Junos, yeah, baby, woo! We met up with Brittany from Unleash the Archers. We went to Audio Pile Records to do an interview there, so check it out. Here we go. Welcome, Brittany, to the Wham Bam East Fan Show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Please introduce yourself.
I'm Brittany Slays from Unleash the Archers, local Vancouver heavy metal, power metal, whatever you want to call it, band.
Yeah, so tell me about your band and your members.
So we started in Victoria back in 2007. Our first record was 2009, so I forget sometimes. So we started there with like friends from university and a couple of people that we found online, and then decided to make the big move to Vancouver in 2010, and lost most of our members because of that. Found Grant and Andrew, who we had played with in bands previously, who are also from Victoria. Kind of did like an amalgamation of old school Victoria bands into one new Vancouver band, and have been rocking out here in Vancouver ever since.
Where did the name come from?
Well, it was actually a very difficult process. Like, I don't know if you've ever tried to name a band before, but a lot of the cool ones are already taken. So it took us months of back and forthing, a lot of emails, Word documents, finally, that we just sat down at the end of a jam session one day, and we were like, okay, we're not leaving until we think of a band name. And so we went through this huge list that we had of everything that we had suggested over the months, and still couldn't think of one. Crossed everything out on this huge Word doc that we had, and finally someone said, how about Release the Archers? And we were like, yeah, but there's not enough urgency to it. Why don't I do Unleash the Archers? And then we all didn't hate it, so that was the one that stuck.
And have you ever tried archery?
No. I mean, yes. When we were traveling a little bit a couple summers ago, we went to like an old Viking museum thing that had a whole Viking village, and I tried some of the archery there, but nothing other than that, yeah.
Awesome. Now you guys aimed and you guys hit the target with the Juno Awards.
We sure did, yeah.
Yeah, so congratulations on that. How did that feel?
Thank you. It was fantastic. It was really unexpected. I am definitely the kind of person that hopes for the best but plans for the worst, and so I never have any expectations about anything ever. You know, no expectations, no disappointments. So when they said our name, that was probably one of the most incredible moments ever. I really was very surprised, and it was, you know, super emotional. And it was really kind of an intense moment because it was all live, but we were all just doing everything via Zoom calls. Mm-hmm. So we were like shuffled into this breakout room and then this room and then this, and then finally it was like, all right, 3 minutes. And then suddenly, yep, okay, you could see the actual live stream in one of the Zoom windows. So we were like, okay, holy crap, they're announcing. And then they put us on the screen and it was like very strict. You have 30 seconds. Your speech cannot be longer than 30 seconds. So I had like written everyone's name down that I wanted to thank. And luckily I'm really good under pressure. So when they said our name, I was just like, all right, fire right into it. And it was just, it still kind of hasn't sunk in yet. It's still really unbelievable. It's such an amazing thing, especially for an underground heavy metal band who doesn't really get recognized by anyone or anything outside of the scene, right? So it was a very emotional day, night, weekend, maybe still a little bit. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. And did you meet anyone from the Junos? Were you able to chat with any of the other Juno Award winners?
Yeah, we actually went into another room afterwards, which was like kind of the winner's circle or whatever. And it was really funny because people just kept plunking in there, and then we'd be like, did you win? And they'd be like, yay! And we'd be like, yay! And so it was just kind of like this really fun little space. We were talking to, I think his name was Alan, who won Solo Jazz Group of the Year, I think it was Jazz Group or Soloist of the Year, something like that. And he was really awesome, and he was drinking by himself in his apartment. So we were kind of like, all of us were there. Plus we were Twitch streaming it. So it was like a really big party atmosphere.
Awesome.
In our space. So we were kind of like, hey, how's it going? And then whenever someone new would pop in, would be like, hey, congratulations. And I think we were supposed to be muted, but everyone unmuted themselves and were chatting the whole time. So it was a lot of fun. It was kind of like as close as we would have gotten to getting to hang out and party afterwards if we had been there in person. Yeah.
Nice. Okay, now, so if you had to pick one of your songs that we're going to play at, on the radio station here, which one would you pick? One that has a music video.
Probably Legacy is definitely one of my favorites.
Uh-huh.
So I think that one.
Yeah, do you want to tell us about Legacy?
Sure. It's track 4 on the record. The whole album is a concept record. So this is actually, the whole album is from the point of view of our protagonist, who we call the Immortal. And back in the first record, because Abyss is a sequel to Apex, he did some things, some bad things. He killed some people and broke some hearts. So in this one, this song is the point of view of the son of one of the men that he condemned. So it's basically him just saying, I hated you for a long time, but now I forgive you.
Oh,
So you have some U.S. tours booked already.
Yeah, no, we're really excited. We had the dates actually kind of sitting there for a while. They were supposed to be our album release tour last fall, last September, but then that, of course, we all know what happened there. And then we rescheduled them for the spring, and then of course it was like, nope, not happening. So we rescheduled them again for September of this year and actually got to announce them. And it's going forward and everything's looking pretty good down there. So as soon as we get our second vaccination, which I'm really excited about, we'll be able to cross the border no problem. So that's really kind of the only thing that is keeping it up in the air. But other than that, yeah, we're doing 3.5 weeks through the States in September. And then we're also doing 3.5 weeks through Europe in November, December. So hopefully that is able to go forward as well. But it's just been amazing to actually be able to even consider being able to play a live show again. So we're really, really excited.
Awesome. Yeah. And I saw the rickshaw was to be announced.
Yeah, we're working on it. Of course, being that everyone's like so excited to get back on the road here, the rickshaw is pretty booked up. So we're just trying to find a way to make it work with our schedule, with our touring schedule. And our bass player actually lives in Toronto, so we have to make sure that he can be here for that as well. And if not, we have to find someone local that can do it. So it's going to be a little bit of logistical workaround, but we're hoping to be able to announce a Vancouver show very, very soon.
So yes, we'll be supporting you when you do it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brittany, for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Wham, bam.
East fan. I love that.
Femme Conquest, CJSF's first program devoted entirely to playing FemCon. Short for female content, FemCon is music written, composed, and or performed by primarily female-identified people. Femme Conquest aims to bring attention to women in music who are often underrepresented in all music genres. Femme Conquest every Friday from 2 to 3 p.m.
We are Virgos. A woman of masculine strength or spirit, a female warrior. We are a nation, a large body of people united by common descent, history, culture, or language, inhabiting a particular country or territory. We want to take you through a journey into our medicine, tell you the story of who we are and how we came together. We want to use our voices, spirit, and body to smash the colonial narrative. Enjoy this new and old way of us fully being who we are and who we are meant to be. This is our medicine. This is our story.
And the Voices of Virgo Nations, a docu-strip that's happening June 26th at 7 p.m. Just go to eventbrite.ca for more information. Okay, so if you're looking for a family event to do, check out the Golden Spike Days. Yeah, that's happening July 1st. They're doing a drive-through event. It's $10 plus service fee. And Port Moody Rec Complex, 300 Ayoko Road. They're going to have food trucks, prizes, the dueling pianos is going to be there, and also can-can dancers. Yeah, the Golden Spike can-can dancers.
Because we can-can-can! Yes, we can-can-can!
Love those can-can dancers. All right, next. My photographer friend and I went to go visit Heavy Rockers Rebel Priest. They invited us to their rehearsal space, and get ready. We're going to enter the world of rock and roll. Yeah.
Hey guys, we're Rebel Priest. I'm Benny Kemp.
Nate Cole. Jamie Black.
Jamie Black.
He's somewhere.
Yeah. He's kicking ass.
All right, tell us about your band.
Three-piece rock and roll. We just keep it fun, keep it heavy, and we kick some shit. Hey, you have anything to add to that?
Seems about right. Thrash and roll.
We're going to interview them individually, so let's start off with Benny.
Got Benny Kemp from Rebel Priest and the one and only Moose Vancouver.
That's right. Did you win an award for, or did you get nominated for a Best Bartender?
I did. It slipped away on me that year, but maybe next year, get another nomination.
That's right. So you can vote for Benny Kemp. All right. So tell us about your guitars.
It's a collector. I love guitars. Been working on them a lot this last year. Learned a bunch about wiring and pickups and just kind of the ins and outs of tearing them apart and doing new fun stuff with them. So last year I've kind of tinkered into almost all of them and started doing a little bit with friends' guitars and just learning more.
Do you have like a favorite? Let me just have a zoom here.
Favorite.
This one over here, obviously the pink one.
The pink one? I don't know. This one's probably been with me on the most tours.
Yep.
Good old Charvel. Lots of beat and wear on this puppy, but the V I took to Japan, I'm quite partial to as well.
Awesome, and tell us about Japan. What did you like about it?
Everything. That place is just a sensory explosion at every second.
Right?
About the only time that's calm is in the morning, because they seemingly don't really get kicking until like 11 or noon, but then it's just chaos until the time you go to bed. Just lights and action and smells and things and people and I don't know, it was wicked. I want to go back so bad.
Right. And then behind you got the Marshall.
Yes. The old baby. 1989 Marshall JCM-8. Kind of a lucky score. I went to buy strings one day and holy sunbeam through the roof of the music store told me that this was something I needed to own right there and then. So walked out with it and I still play it to this day.
Okay, and did I ask you, how do you know these guys?
You haven't yet, but I've known Jamie for years. We played in a band, Lust Boys, back in Victoria, where I first met him probably about 2009 or so, well over a decade ago.
From Victoria?
I'm from Ontario originally.
Really?
But my BC intro was Victoria.
Okay.
So I did a couple of years there, played around with a band of Jamie, and then we both ended up moving to Van. He had met Nate, and then he introduced me to Nate. Again, kind of, you know, hanging out at the bar. We know these people, you know these people. Let's get together and talk.
Yeah.
And before we know it, two or three bands had kind of blown up. Toxics, Diamond Spider, and then Rebel Priest was the cream of the crop.
That's right. And you work at the Moose. Tell us about it.
The one and only. Rock and roll, heavy metal, the best dive bar in the city. Guaranteed. Come for cold brews. I'll hook you up.
There you go. All right, awesome. Benny Kemp, ladies and gentlemen.
Lame.
Let's play a song from Benny and Jamie's old band. Here's The Lust Boys with Leather and Boots right here on CJSF.
She tells me she wants love. I tell her I'm on earth. Yeah, I'll tell you. She tells me she wants love, but she won't give me none. From the cradle to the grave, I've been born to lose. We'll be right back.
with two things and the women that I meet. Leather and blue.
Started drumming when I was like 6 years old.
6 years old?
Yeah.
And someone taught you, or do you just kind
of... My dad's a drummer and had drums at home and played in the orchestras at school and...
Really?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Did you marching went... and...
marching too? You were in a marching band?
Marching bands, and I went to music school for a Royal Conservatory for a...
Look at you! Wow!
Couple of years and...
That's awesome!
2 years and... Just kept with the rock and the metal. I never outgrew it.
Yeah, and I see all these bottles over here. Who's the best drinker out of you guys?
That'd be Jamie for sure. But I'm a 2 or 3 beer guy.
Okay, sounds good. Do you have any favorite drinks?
Favorite drinks? I'm a Bellini fan.
Bellini?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
If you want to buy me Bellinis, invite me out.
There you go.
Go for it, I'll be there.
Yeah, and Benny makes you the Bellinis over at the Moose there?
No, we're more of a Cactus Cub sort of Bellini drinker, you know, class it up.
Oh, okay then.
If that's classy, go to the Cactus Club.
Classy date, right here. On the Wham Bam East End Show. What about the Electric Lady? Who wrote that one?
Electric Lady, that's kind of... a mix of all of us. I think Jamie did the lyrics on that one.
Mm-hmm. I did the choruses.
It's like most of our songs, it's a mixed kind of bag of who comes up with what. But that was a good one on our last album, Really Heavy. It has a video done by the one and only R.D. Kane. Kick some ass, check it out on YouTube. And if you like that song, check out the rest of the album, Really Heavy.
Now you're my
Yeah, and that was Rebel Priest with Electric Lady. And we're going to have a future interview with R.D. Kane. I'm taking him out for breakfast at Bonds. That's right, Bonds off Broadway, best deal in town. Love that place. Okay, so at the rehearsal space, they had all these like old VHS movies. And so I asked Benny, Nate, and Rod, I told them, why don't you guys pick one movie and tell us about it?
Airheads storming a radio station with a bunch of nincompoops. It's awesome. You got a bunch of famous actors all acting like rock stars. And they literally just take a radio station by hostage until they become rock stars.
All right.
It's awesome. 5 stars from Benny. Totally check it out. Get it on VHS, not DVD, not streaming. Come on. Be real.
VHS, people. VHS.
VHS rules.
Nate picked Terminator 2.
I went to the movies when this first came out.
Uh-huh.
New, with my cousin, my older cousin Darren. Took me along, snuck us some booze from my uncle's. Uncle Neil, and then we went and saw this, and that's where you get introduced to what? Guns N' Roses.
That's where I learned about Guns N' Roses.
Well, I saw the Appetite for Destruction.
That was a killer show, man. The best one, I think, closest to the book, because a lot of books are changed different than the movie.
Uh-huh.
This one. Is the closest book that you'll ever get to the movie, or the movie you'll ever get to the book.
And what do you like about the movie?
The effects are amazing. The whole Johnny Depp, if you like Johnny Depp, he does a really good take on Hunter S. Thompson. But the original Hunter S. Thompson actor, I think, was with Bill Murray with Where the Buffalo Roam.
Thank you.
And for those of you who couldn't guess the title of the movie, that was Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. All right, now back to the interview.
Is there any bands that inspire you to do music?
Many bands.
Yeah. I feel like it's constantly changing. Like I have a new flavor of the week or something. I'm always finding either a new band or getting into an old band or resurrecting a band that I used to like. So it's a revolving door of different rock bands and players, and you know.
Especially with the internet, there's always a new band that that you wonder how they never were as big as these other bands, and you're like, these are just as good.
Yeah,
and
well,
the music's just freaking as good.
Yeah, that's the thing at CJSF. We like to promote bands that people never really heard of, right? And we also like to promote female artists. Do you know any female artists off the top of your head? Any female fronted bands?
I can think of my friend's Bloodstar down in the States.
Yeah.
They kick ass.
All right.
And she, female fronted band. I think they're out of Utah, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
And they're awesome. Check them out. Bloodstar.
How about any local ones?
Oh, See You Next Tuesdays are fun. We've done shows with them in the past. They crack me up.
Okay.
They've got a good sense of humor. I like
it. See you next Tuesday. All right. Noticed in the background these Playboys there.
Those ironically aren't ours. I'd love to claim ownership of that, but that's our buddy Malcolm, guitar player in the band Barbarians. And he's been adding to that wall for the last couple weeks now. He's trying to do the whole thing, so
the whole
thing. I hope he can do it.
Wow.
I have faith in him that he'll manage.
Yeah, because they're not as popular as it was back in the day, right?
Very true, and he's mostly got all vintage ones so far, so I think he's going to continue that trend.
All right. Now let's talk about this guy.
Rory.
Rory.
Again, from Barbarian.
That's his base over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can check that out.
But all right.
He painted that himself.
He painted that himself. Together.
Yeah, very good job.
Nice.
Yeah, Rory's the man.
Rory and his cousin actually came over to Japan with us, road crewed for us, and hung out with us as our buddies.
Nice.
Got lost with us. Me and his cousin and myself got lost, and that's where the first single, the title, came from hanging out with him.
Right.
And with Jerry. And me and him went off at the end of the night. We thought we just went down an alleyway and ended up lost for hours. But we made our way back and got a good song out of it.
Let's talk about the song.
Lost in Tokyo.
Yes.
First single coming out this June. It'll be a series of singles coming out. They're supporting an EP. Actually, likely a series of EPs if you guys are lucky. So this will be the first one. And Nate kind of gave you the backstory on it, so keep your eyes out. It will be out this month. We're not giving you a day. You just got to look for it.
Yeah, we're Rebel Priest, and you're watching...
Wham Bam East Van.
Yeah. Ciao.
And it just came out yesterday. Thank you, Rebel Priest. Thank you, Mark Art Prosser. Thank you, Brittany from Unleash the Archers. And thank you for hanging out with me, DJ Medi. All right, we're going to see you all next week. We're going to end with Lost in Tokyo. Good night.
Next up is a hip-hop show called Next Step. You're listening on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is DJ Mehdi signing out. Wham bam, East Van.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.